On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber, Andrew Embley recaps his three-day drive for MND.
We ask when you've saved a life.
And celebrity trainer Sam Jackson reveals how she got Mel Gibson into shape.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
This Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Name is Andrew Embley, talking about one of the most important drives of his life for MND. Firstly, Embley, welcome, mate. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's nice to be back.
Yes.
Great to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while, hasn't it? Yeah. It was a big September, wasn't it?
It was. Yes. Totally. Yeah, busy time of year.
Isn't it? But Embers, look, it's been a very sad journey for former coach Neil Danaher. We've seen his journey through motor neurone disease. And, you know, at least one thing is that it does put it into the public eye. Have you been inspired by that to try and find a cure and try and make change?
Well, that's right. And obviously the connection with Neil Danaher, and in front of our own eyes, his health deteriorated really, really quickly. And clearly not really many people knew exactly what was going on. And I didn't know too much about the disease actually before that. But obviously it's a terrible, terrible disease. But on this drive that we've just done, to be able to get with some people and raise bucket loads of money and have heaps of fun for our wonderful cause is something that we really enjoy doing.
So it was you and Drew Petrie, Sam Butler, Daniel Kerr getting in a car together. I mean, it sounds like it should have been filmed for one.
Yeah, it was heaps of fun, heaps of humour. Quinton Lynch was certainly best on ground. He's an absolute character, the big chew stick.
Oh, yes, beautiful.
He really got behind it. We had some girls from the West Coast Eagles in the marketing, the finance team as well. Right. So the Eagles itself, we had a quiz night a few months ago, raised $27,000 for the drive. But the drive itself, over $250,000 we raised for Brilliant. The weekend.
Awesome.
So it was wonderful that a lot of people obviously did a lot of work behind the scenes. Us Eagles guys, we played a small part in really helping and helping out. But it was wonderful. It was great. And we're hoping next year that we might even be able to even double that amount of money. So we look forward to certainly raising awareness in October next year too.
You Eagles mates, you ratbaggers in the car, some audio from the trip here. There we go. third day. Yeah. It was just so much fun. Mate, Neil Danaher could have sat for the last 4 or 5 years in his lounge room feeling sorry for himself. The guy, he's an incredible man, isn't he?
Absolutely. No, a wonderful person. And he's never made it about him. He's obviously gone out there and he understands the disease that he's got. And if he can help out in a small way, but you know what he's done has huge been a massive way, huge, the amount of money that he's been able to raise. And there's also a guy on the trip named Mike. Mike's got 5 boys. He was diagnosed with MND February last year. And he got up and spoke and was really inspirational. So whilst it was a fun trip, raising lots of money, the whole seriousness, was this guy there, named Mike. And but again, never made it about himself. And he was a wonderful person to chat to. And everyone on the trip had wonderful stories.
Well, and you know what? I found that too with the whole community. The people who support MND, I did a quiz night for them a few years ago. And they were saying it's very hard because, unfortunately, it's not incurable. It's incurable.
That's right.
It does kill you. And because it is a death sentence, that means that when they're trying to do fundraising, those people aren't around anymore to actually contribute and help. So each year they're losing more people, even though more people are getting the disease. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, it's a shocking one. And that's right. That's, the money now obviously goes to research, but also goes to helping care for these people at the moment and making sure that the life that they do have is as comfortable as it can be until the end.
It's inspirational, buddy, and you do inspiration very well, because producer Tom's just shown me something on YouTube of yours with 77 views.
Oh yeah,
extraordinary.
That'd all be you, wouldn't they?
It's called 1 Minute of Wisdom.
There are so many people out there that would love the opportunity that I had, and I felt like I was a player who wasn't living up to my ability, and I knew that I could give so much more. So again, talent is important, but you need your work ethic. You need to have other attributes to make the most of that talent.
Bloody hell, it's like I'm standing next to Nelson Mandela.
77 people just stepped
where
up.
Where did you find that?
Where did that come from?
He found it online. He was one of the 77.
I could actually
watched it 10 times.
Like, I could see Ember's face going, it's definitely my voice, but I don't remember ever
saying I have no idea.
They just took you to a function and wound you up.
That's
right.
People do that very well with me. Yeah.
But it's wonderful what you've done, and it's one of the gifts of this job for me, in the last 2 2 years is that you, with those chances you have to give back a little bit of
money. Absolutely. Really no, wonderful. You do. Yeah. You do. And we're very fortunate in the jobs that we do that we do have a platform to be able to really spread that message. So I know next year, end of October, it'll be a surfing safari drive down Margaret River Way.
Oh, really?
So hello. We're really hoping. I know you guys.
How are you going to get people to sign up to that?
Oh, that might be very difficult.
You plant some beach boys all the way there.
Yeah. So, great to be part of the event. It was a wonderful weekend.
Good, mate. And the real reality check is that it's a life sentence. And Murray Swinton, that great Collingwood supporter who was at the big freeze this year, he's lost his life recently.
Yes.
Feel for his family. But that's the reality check, isn't
it? That's right, yes.
Right there. Hey, good on you, Ember. It's good to see you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the opportunity. Cheers.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
And today, very special day for St John's because basically it's Restart a Heart Day there in Yagan Square. There's a lot of demonstrations and the like. We caught up with Phil Holman from St John. He's the Health Services Director.
Yeah, it's important to save a life if you can. Do a bit of CPR. Yeah. And we're all capable of doing it. We just need to know how. And Susan from Forestfield's given us a call. Susan, did you have to restart a heart?
I have, actually. My son, when he was 2 months old, he was having a nap. Yeah. And I was asleep as well. And I woke up and went, something's not right. And he'd gone in the cot. And sorry, I'm going to get emotional talking about
it. Sure.
CPR up to the hospital. And then he proceeded to do it 3 more times over the first year of his life. And he's now 20 and studying to be a nurse, so he's probably going to end up doing it too.
Oh, Susan, what a wonderful outcome! And obviously you knew what you were doing. I did it the first time.
It was just pure dumb luck, really.
Just making it up, were you, Sus?
Just winged it.
That would have been so scary.
It's something I never want even my worst enemy to go through. You know, it's just it's awful.
But what? Go for it.
And then about 2 years ago, we were at a theatre production and my husband and I decided to go for dinner before the show after dropping our daughter there and came across a woman screaming behind a shop.
Yeah. Right.
And her partner was on the floor dead as well. So my husband did it that time and kept going until the ambos arrived and took over. And we, of course, you never know what the outcome was, but kept him going till they got there. So.
And you know what, Susan, it would have meant everything to that family to know that you tried, regardless of what the outcome was, you tried, and know that he wasn't alone.
Oh, extraordinary stuff.
Better give that a chance. Yeah. Thanks, Susan. That's a brilliant story. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm. Kieran's in Nangara. Kieran, when have you had to save a life?
Twice to the same person, actually.
Oh. Really?
Yes, the first time I was 6 months pregnant, he was on a waterbed and stopped breathing in his sleep.
Your partner?
Your husband?
Ex-husband.
Not just a random on a waterbed.
On a waterbed? Yeah, that's not easy to do CPR on a waterbed.
I had to take him off the waterbed onto the floor first.
Bouncing around everywhere,
Far out. And it happened again.
It did, probably 4 years later, but this time it was his own infliction. He was drinking and threw up something, got caught in his windpipe as he breathed back in.
So,
did you know what you were doing, Kieran?
Well, yeah, I did. I've been doing CPR and first aid since I was in brownies, about seven years old.
Wow.
So it gets used. That's the thing. People maybe think once you learn it, you're never going to use it, but you do. Yes. Ordinary people are forced to act immediately.
And the more you know, the
more natural it comes. The less stress.
Phil was talking about the confidence that comes with the competence. So,
Well, it just happens. It all clicks into gear and you just do what you've got to do.
That's brilliant. And proof that brownies and Girl Guides do more than sell the cookies.
Brownies, guides, scouts, ventures, through the lot.
That's great. Well done, Kieran.
Great stories. Yeah. Thank you, Kieran.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, we're here today, the Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, for our buddies who are helping us with, sponsoring the show, really, Allianz Home and Motor Insurance.
Oh, thanks, Allianz.
Yeah, they help you with all your... And it's nice to sort of, lock your house and then leave for the day and know that they've got it under control while you're away.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, if anything goes wrong, you'll be covered.
If anyone stole my vegetable potato masher, I'd be devoed.
That's all you've got.
How much would you insure that for?
Oh, I don't know. Well, replacement value, probably, you know, $2.50.
It's a good mate of ours who we know fairly well, who's got lots of toys, and, you know, Allianz will take care of the insurance for you. It doesn't matter what your toy is.
Yeah, that's my point. Whether it's a potato masher or a really, really expensive car, if that's your thing, Allianz will look after you.
Give them a call on 131000.
Allianz.com.au.
Ah. Allianz.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Samantha Jackson, who I first met, and she was a CEO for a local health company at a fund and awareness raiser for prostate cancer WA. So I knew she was a good egg, but one of the first things she said to me was, "You have way too many sugars in your coffee." So she's pretty tough, right? After a chance meeting recently, it's led to her helping a Hollywood superstar get into shape. I'm sure this person's having very few sugars in their coffee. Samantha Jackson, welcome.
He has no sugar in his coffee, Dean. None at all.
Who is he?
He is Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Wow.
How do you become Mel Gibson's trainer? I get to call you celebrity trainer now.
I know. How exciting. No, it was a really random meeting. We were just sat next to each other in a restaurant. He was on his own. I was with friends. And
where? In Australia or
in
the States?
Oh,
okay.
In Sydney, at the Intercontinental in Double Bay.
Oh, look at you.
I know, right?
Double Bay.
Yeah, exactly. And, he was sitting next to us. We asked him to come over and join us because he was sitting there on his own, and he thought, well, obviously you don't look too weird. So he came over and talked to us, and then he said he was chubby, and I said, yep, you are. So, so I can help you out with that. So,
oh, good on you for asking him to come and sit with you.
Well, you know, you can't leave someone on their own with no friends.
Well,
no.
I agree, but then bring him over and call him chubby.
So how do you respond to that? Because he's a feisty bloke, isn't he?
He could be, yes, yeah. Well, actually, he responded quite well. He said, you know, what are you, some sort of nutritionist? And I said, yeah, I am, yeah. And he said, so what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to teach you how to eat properly. He said, I know how to eat properly. And I said, if you did, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No.
You wouldn't be feeling chubby.
That's right.
So he probably respected the fact you weren't a yes man or woman.
Well, no, and I just called it as is. And that's what he said when I said to him later, you know, why did you reach out and contact me? You could be dealing with anybody in the world.
Sure.
And he said three things. One, you made sense. Two, you called me on my BS.
Right.
And three, all I could hear on the plane on the way home was your voice in my head. So,
that's great.
So okay, how does one start a relationship, professional relationship with someone like Mel Gibson? What was the first exercise you got him to do?
Well, first of all, we had to have a chat, and I had to go through and make sure, because, you know, he's 62.
Yes.
So I had to make sure he wasn't going to die of a heart attack or anything when I, you know, got him on the treadmill or anything.
He has had like 14 children, I think. His heart's fine, actually.
It's not the only thing that's working.
Yeah. I'm not going there. And so he had to. I sent him for some medical tests and everything like that, and we had a chat, spoke about his medical history, what his goals were, and then and what he does and doesn't like to eat or do exercise wise, and then I set him a plan from there.
Yeah, you don't really want to kill the Oscar winner. That wouldn't be good. The Aussie legend. Now, what about the stuff he was doing wrong? Was he drinking a lot of booze and didn't realise it was a problem?
No, not at all. It was more simple habits, like he was frying steak in butter and having cream in his coffee several times a day, and you know, things like, and a bit of portion distortion there as well. We always eat more than we think we need, right?
We do.
So yeah,
absolutely.
And so does Mel Gibson get away with a text saying he's not feeling well and he's going to miss a session, or does he just get the same relentless treatment that we all get from personal trainers?
Oh no, I'm pretty brutal. He did try telling me once that he didn't have time, and we had a discussion over that.
If you don't have time, we're going to take more time to talk about it.
Well, I said, I've got your schedule. I know you've got half an hour this afternoon. Get it done. Just get it done. You can have results or excuses, but not both.
Well, your reputation for a hard taskmaster comes before you, and we've actually got some sneaky audio of Mel at the end of one of your sessions.
Oh, no.
Oh, this one.
But they'll never take freedom!
It probably wasn't worth it. Thanks, producer Tom, for cutting that together.
Have you taken his freedom? Oh, that's funny.
So, so now you've fixed Mel. Are you sort of hot property on the Hollywood list? Are people calling you?
He has given my number out a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who? I'm trying to think. Who's chubby? Who's chubby?
Can't say.
There's got to be some.
No, I'm not allowed to say. Well,
are you responsible for Jonah Hill?
I can neither confirm or deny.
Okay.
That was about 3-4 years ago.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Sorry, that's me in a nutshell.
I'm trying to think who's in Hollywood who's out of shape. We'll think of some.
Yeah, and just give him my number when you
Will Ferrell, he's a big lad, but he's not.
Well, he's recently done a movie with Will Ferrell.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, Daddy's Home 2.
Okay, yeah. You got his mobile number?
I can't say.
I also know that Captain Paul has already told Samantha that he's put on 6 kilos. So
yeah, that was
maybe
the first
Captain
thing he
Paul
said.
And Bella.
Yeah. Yeah. And his dog as well.
You
so,
also
yeah.
want to hear Captain Paul's diet advice. He's got some fantastic diet advice for, a kilo a week
it's
or something?
It's about losing incremental, tiny little bits of weight at a time each day.
Oh, really? But what, by eating Tim Tams? Or like, is that
yeah,
his
have
MO?
You got some?
From Mel Gibson to Captain Paul. How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, we'll take his freedom.
I'm moving up in the world here.
Good to see you, Sam. The end result of you telling me I had too many sugars in my coffee is I have one now. So.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Actually,
well done,
Sam,
taskmaster.
If we're honest, he doesn't have one because I make his cups of tea and he thinks he gets one every day, but I put somewhere between a quarter and a half of a teaspoon.
Oh, good
I've
girl.
I've been cutting him back incrementally for years.
So that's when I'm not here, I have the whole one. Oh. Samantha Jackson, good to see you. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Yeah, a Roman walks into a bar and holds up two fingers and says, 5 beers, thanks.
Very good. Nice.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.